You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey, Joseph, you have an announcement, don't you?
I do. Jeremy usually does this, so I'm kind of thrown off. We usually have Jeremy announce these kind of things.
I don't know why they didn't let me announce it. They let you announce it either, Ed, but go ahead.
All right, well, I guess I walked right into that one. Two tickets to see Revolution on August 9th at Level 1 at Horseshoe Casino. That's a new venue there. It actually looks pretty cool.
And this is the band right here?
This is Revolution.
Revolution with
yes,
a B.
That's a B. Yes, correct. It's courtesy of Horseshoe Casino, an 18 or older show. Not now. A little bit later in the hour, give a call. We'll give you a heads up.
Now, what does Revolution mean? Is it a made-up word?
It's honestly like, it's just a bunch of white guys that play like ska music.
Not like, is it a real word though?
No, it's not. But it's kind of like, we always used to listen to this in college when we sit around and just smoke weed all day.
I mean, what does hoobastank mean?
I know, but it's just like, looking back now, it's like, this is so try hard, like dumb reggae ska stuff.
Well, my favorite, the Butthole Surfers.
That's a good one.
That's a good name.
That's a real thing. Butthole surfing is a real thing.
I'm aware.
Ride the waves, my man. Ride the waves.
And for your endorsement, you could do Limp Bizkit.
Good thing for Vinny Serrato is at 9:15, not now. And was there anything yesterday that made you think, oy vey, that's not good?
Yeah, backup quarterback play.
I think no, that was the backup to the backup.
It was the backup to the backup. Yeah. Yes, it was. Yeah, I mean that was about it. It was. I thought they looked pretty good overall. I mean, you know, I'll tell you the only thing that got me, and it was pass coverage kind of stuff. However, there was a play that was completed. I'm like, how the hell did that guy get so open? And when I actually looked, I kind of get how he was so open because you know who's going to be very good in this league?
Who?
Excuse me a second. Heartburn here.
I thought you were getting all choked up about it.
No. It was the, what's his name? Tyler Warren from Penn State.
Uh-huh.
That guy looked good. He's going to be good in this league. I liked him at Penn State. Otherwise, you know, maybe probably the best tight end in the country. And I forgot he went to the Colts because all of a sudden I was like, damn, who was that guy? I was like, oh, that's him. Yeah, that's that guy. He's going to be good. So I'm a little concerned about the pass coverage.
He could do that without a quarterback.
Yes.
Because India has none.
They don't have one. So, yeah. I mean, the pass coverage got me a little concerned.
By the way, Richardson dislocated his pinky last night?
Yeah,
I didn't see that happen.
I didn't either, but apparently he did.
He's on the sack.
There he goes. Right now on TV. ESPN has it. He's running off the field with a broken, dislocated pinky.
Is he going to make it?
I don't think so. He's too inconsistent.
I think I admire the way.
That's Warren.
I admire the way the Indy Colts are really trying with him and get what they can get out of him for first round draft pick. I do. They're putting some work in with the young man.
I'm happy because you shouldn't just throw these guys away when you waste a draft pick like that on him.
Like Baker Mayfield was?
Yes.
But they're not, and they're doing everything they can to make him the quarterback that they thought they drafted. I just don't think he's got it. I don't. I don't know if he loves it enough to invest mm-hmm. the things in it that he needs to invest. And I think ultimately they're going to be signing a free agent quarterback. Because I don't think they're going to be bad enough to get one of these top guys in the draft. I think they're going to be bad. If they ever do that, if they ever crash and burn and win like five or six games and mm-hmm. get a top five pick, top six pick, they'll draft the quarterback. If not, they'll sign a free agent.
Yep. But, people always, if you have two quarterbacks or more, you don't have a quarterback. But Richardson going in, they took a huge risk with him because he was the biggest boom or bust in the draft. He was going to be amazing or he was going to be this. I think he's this, where he's just very inconsistent.
Yeah.
Because he was inconsistent in college.
I don't think he's ever going to be awful because he's too talented. He's just not good enough.
He's not awful, but when he was a Gator, when he was at Florida, he was the same way. Incredibly gifted guy, huge, 6'4", 250, big guy. He's like a Josh Allen type. He can run, he can throw, but he was very inconsistent, and that was his knock at Florida, and it's carried into the pros. But they haven't given up on him.
My buddy Tay, his son was a big Florida Gator fan, mm-hmm. and when he was drafted, his son said, "That's a waste of a pick."
I remember you telling me that, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a waste of a pick, dude. Hakeem in Towson. What's up, Hakeem?
What's up, Ed? No, how y'all doing, buddy?
Good morning. I want
to tell you that he wants to be a rapper, Rob. He actually have a music video and everything. He's trash, man. He's a good quarterback.
Oh, Richardson?
Look him up. Yeah, look him up. He's a rapper.
Really?
Like, he's fake hood and everything.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I don't think he's gonna be that guy, man. I don't, Hakeem. He just something about him that just not quite there. You know?
He say fake hood.
Fake hood.
I love that term because there's so many guys that pull that.
So fake.
So many guys pull that.
You know, the real hood guys grow up.
Yeah,
because they don't want to be hood.
No, absolutely not. Yes.
If you're really hood, at some point you grow up because you realize. Yeah. You ain't getting nowhere with that.
No. No.
the fake hood guy's name is Anthony Richardson Sr.
Yeah.
From the suburbs, and they study.
Mm-hmm.
What did Biggie say? Took ready to die home, listened, studied it. So, that's what they do.
Yeah. Man, there's guys like that in that industry, too.
Yeah. AJ Francis and Moose from TNA Wrestling will join us at 9:30. But on the other side, our resident football commissioner, our resident football GM, Vinny Serrato, joins us up next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Fan. 9:15 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Joining us right now, our resident general manager for football, Vinny Serrato. What's up, Vinny?
Not too much. Enjoyed the game last night.
I'm sure you did.
Yeah,
I'm sure you did. You know, I want to see less of Devin Leary.
Oh, yeah. Oh, neither quarterback was good. I mean, you only throw for, what, 3 yards at the half? I mean, it was...
Well, I feel like it was protecting Cooper Rush. I don't think they wanted him to throw too much anyway.
Well, I mean, Cooper Rush, the first interception? Come on, give me a break. I mean, you know, I mean, either you throw a back shoulder or you throw it up. Mm-hmm. You don't throw it right to the DB.
Was that him who threw the 10-yard interception, like right in the red zone?
No, that was Leary.
Leary, yeah.
Yeah. I tell you what, tell you a guy I impressed me because I went back this morning and I watched every snap that he took. I'll bet you can't guess who it is.
It impressed you?
Yeah. I went back and watched every snap.
On the Ravens?
Yes.
Every snap he took impressed you.
And he played...
offense or defense?
Threw into the sec offense.
Offense? Oh, was it D'Ernest Johnson?
No.
Okay, who?
Bullock, the center.
The center.
He looked good. 67. He's athletic, too. They got him... I'll be shocked if he doesn't make the team. Because I went back and I watched every snap of the O-line this morning. Mm-hmm. You know, and I said, because when I first watched it last night, I said, you know, I don't think Falele and Rosen, because the one play where, you know, he gets sacked and, mm-hmm. you know, it looked bad. But when I went back, Falele sucked. I mean, he got high and he got driven right back into the quarterback. That was his worst play. But Rosengarten wasn't his fault because he's got Ali. Ali's supposed to chip the guy. And Ali lets him go.
Can we stop there for a second?
Yeah.
I don't know if you paid it where you were standing, unless you paid attention, obviously. During the joint practice Tuesday,
yeah,
Ali sucked at pass protection. I mean, terrible. He was electrifying last night in his returns, his running, but he was getting torched in the pass rush. I was like, and that doesn't surprise me one bit. Go ahead now.
Yeah. Just like, and you know, so, but other than that, I thought Falele and Rosengarten, they played the first quarter. I thought. Overall, you know, like on the one boot, Falele, you know, the guy ran around him, you know, and Falele ain't ever going to win that battle at all when he pulls out like that. But I thought Voorhees had a good day. Thought Voorhees played. I'm not a big Noteboom. He doesn't play very strong.
Who's this?
Noteboom.
Noteboom, okay.
Yeah. You know, started at left tackle. Yeah. Then he moved over to right tackle when Vincent came. But Vincent's not ready. You know, like if Ronnie hit, no, that ain't happening. Mm-hmm. I didn't think Ben Cleveland was great either. You know, but O-line depth is an issue.
That's an issue, yeah.
O-line depth's an issue. Inside linebacker's an issue. I didn't think, you know, I thought Simpson was, I don't like he hops around all it. You know, he jumped. I don't know if he's looking to see or what, but, you know, instead of sliding, he's jumping up all the time. Bullock doesn't impress me. He got beat in pass and like the run stuff. Hummel's not an inside backer. You know, so I think they probably need a veteran guy. It wouldn't shock me if they got a veteran guy there. I thought Bo Braden made some plays. I mean, he showed up a lot.
Actually, he did.
Yeah. You know, Armour Davis made some nice plays. You know, it's too bad about Kone, man. He tore his
How many plays did he play before that happened? It was early, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Tore his ACL and MCL.
Jeez.
So, yeah, he's kind of got the reconstruction thing. Yeah.
That's more like 14 to 16 months right there.
You know who else kind of came to the party when the lights came? Like a guy who I didn't, you know, was just okay at camp, but when the game started, Adisa Isaac.
He was good last night.
Yep.
He was.
I thought his rushes were good. He played hard. I thought he played good against the run.
He had a sack.
Yeah, he did have a sack.
Know what? Because I watched that sack again, and really, Green's the one that's under there got the quarterback's legs.
Because I thought he got the sack.
So did I.
Okay.
And then I went back, because Green's got him, and then Adisa kind of jumps on top of him. I thought Mike Green had a hell of a day. I thought playing the run, I thought he played the run extremely well, because the thing that he can do is he can explode because he gets leverage, both he and Isaac. You know, Ajabo got a free sack. Other than that, I didn't think he played well.
Okay.
I think he just plays high, and he's got no explosion when he plays high. Because, you know, I mean, Rob, you know this. You know, you can't roll your hips if your legs are locked out. You got to be able to bend. Mm-hmm. Bend so you can thrust, right? Yes. Right, Ed?
You know I know.
Oh, my God. I know you know. Oh, my God.
We're back to Green. I thought Green played well because even in that play where I thought he got the sack, he was so quick around the tackle. I mean, it just blew right by him.
Yeah, I think he's going to – I was shocked, you know, how well he played the run, because he made a couple tackles in the run game too, so that impressed me. And I thought, you know who else was good? Ed, because I had to go back because, I mean, when you're watching on TV, you can't watch 11 dudes, you know, so – like during last night, I didn't pay any attention to the inside guys at all. Mm-hmm. But in the past stuff, Jenkins, 62, he collapsed that pocket a lot. I mean, he probably weighs 380, but he's got some movement skills too. But he just walked him right back to the quarterback. I was impressed with him too. You know, so I mean, Wester was awesome. You know, on the punt
return.
He
really was.
I mean, that was pretty cool. Yeah. Somebody put on Facebook or whatever kind of a clip of Dion returning a punt, like exactly like Wester did kind of thing. So that was cool. And he led the team in receptions. I thought he made some nice plays there, too.
What do you think happens with Ali?
I saw after he scored that touchdown, he's over on the bench. And I saw like his neck or something. Keith Mitchell goes over to talk to him and, you know, because then Harb said after the game that, you know, we'll have to see what's up with Ali.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know if it was neck.
If he's healthy, I think he's the kick returner. I think that's how he stays on the roster. Because you can't put him on a practice squad.
No, but you know, you're thinking, okay, I mean, it comes down to numbers, you know, Rob, because how do I keep five running backs?
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the thing.
That's what we were talking about earlier. The only way he's going to play is on special teams because they're so deep at running back right now.
He just looks much more confident as a runner this year than he did last. I like his vision and stuff, but I mean, because Rob, you probably got to keep 9 O-linemen, you know, and 2 quarterbacks, 3 tight ends, and you know, if you keep 5 running backs and 6 wide receivers. What is that 20? That's like 25. All right. Then, you know, you want to keep probably 11 DBs. You're only going to keep 5 pass rushers. But then with Urban, you want to keep 6 D linemen probably, you know, so you're over the numbers.
Nowadays you got to keep more DBs in today's game.
Well, you look last night, they were playing a lot of DBs.
They're going to do it all season, I think.
How about Tampa had to play every play? I thought early in the game, you know, I thought he was playing a little cautious. You know, because they were catching TJ Tampa. Yeah. Because they were catching, like, Warren caught that ball underneath him and stuff. Thought he was playing a little cautious. Then I thought he got better. I think he's a good tackler. He made some nice tackles.
He's a good tackler.
Yeah. And he's long. I mean, he's got long arms and stuff, you know, so he's got good length. But I thought I liked Malachi Starks. And I thought there was a lot of good stuff. The quarterback play, you know. Well, in the second half, the O-line was not that good.
And that goes back to the O-line depth.
Yeah, and then when you're watching the fourth quarter, it's like none of these guys are going to be on the team.
No.
You know, I mean, and the
scary thing about the O-line in the second half, early in the second half, they're playing against other second
and third string teamers.
Players.
Yeah, right.
And you're still struggling.
Yeah. Now, how about the, you know, like I'm watching when, and I heard you guys talking to Anthony Richardson earlier. I mean, what kind of quarterback? I mean, you're the quarterback, all right? And you're a right-handed quarterback, and you see the blitz possibly coming. He didn't even look to his right, to where the rusher is coming. He's looking left, staring down at receiver. He deserved to get drilled like that Because, I mean, Rob, you play quarterback. I mean, it's coming right at you. It's not from your blind side. It's right to your front. You know, and that was a highlight play for Ajabo. You know, Looper, I was impressed because, you know, Harp said he, you know, stubbed his toe on the one, whatever. You know, he missed it left. But then 52-yarder, I thought that showed a lot, you know, that he came back right away. Stout did a nice job punting.
All night.
Yeah.
I like him.
I didn't think early on the kick returns, I didn't think they sustained their blocks very well. That was the problem, you know, because Keaton Mitchell, he averaged 21 yards on his returns, and I just didn't think the blocks. You know, the big return for Ali was, what, against the third teamers and stuff.
Yeah, and they also blew, I mean, not to diminish what he did, but whoever had outside responsibility blew it.
Oh, no doubt.
They ran inside. I mean, it opened up the whole sideline. So that, you know, that gets you fired. Like, you can't do that.
Vinny, thanks a lot, my man. You can hear more of Vinny Serrato from 10 to 2 on Vinny and Haney Show.
All right, Rob. Just remember, you know.
What was it again?
Mike Green. You know, you think about this tonight. You'll think about me like,
no,
this is going to come
in. No, I won't. No, I won't think about you.
Thrust your hips.
Okay.
You know, Benjamin's, you can't lock them. Yes. Bend them and thrust. Because then you get that you got to roll your hips.
Yeah.
You know, because then you can explode.
Yeah, but you got to wrap your arms. You got to wrap your arms, drop your hips, and thrust hard.
Yeah, but if I think about Vinny during that time, that's called birth control.
That's called ED.
It ain't going to happen. That's ED, yeah.
She'll go, what happened?
AJ.
Oh, I was thinking about Mike Green and thrusting. And
AJ Francis and Moose from TNA Wrestling join us up next on The Fan. So, do I grab like that?
You can if you want.
Does this simulate my hips?
Right. It's before the black button.
Before the black button?
Yes.
All right, I got you.
Then thrust after.
Then thrust
button.
Afterwards?
Oh, no.
All right. Lessons for Vinny Serrato. Got a big butt, Bob.
Bubble.
Bubble
you gotta
butt.
Gotta have the bubble.
Gotta have a bubble. Like a sprinter.
Yeah, you don't want a flat ass. You gotta have a big
That's
ass.
My grandfather.
You don't want textbook ass.
Big thighs, big ass. Then, you know, power.
Power.
My grandfather called me.
What was that?
Bucket ass.
Bucket. What's that?
My ass stuck out like a bucket.
You want the bubble.
Oh, we're on air? My bad, Joe. Joe, you got some tickets to give away?
I do. I got two tickets to see Revolution on August 9th. That's tomorrow at Level 1 at Horseshoe Casino, courtesy of Horseshoe Casino. This is an 18 or older show. So be caller. I got two per. So callers 6 and 9.
Let me, after that, that's what you're going with? Really? so let me ask this, Joe. Is it Revolution, like the word rebel?
That's Rebelution.
All right. Now I got it. Revolution. This genius. Want to go to this concert? We give you some tickets. 410-583-1057. Joe said caller's number 6 and caller number 9. And we are waiting right now for our guests, AJ Francis and Moose. I don't think folks realize, you know, live radio, you can't be late.
No.
Again. It's not taped, you know. You know, we get off at 10, being late, but you might be like a pair of Prince chaps. Ass out, man. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. What are you hearing about Caleb Williams in Chicago, Ed?
Not good. That's what I've been hearing. Not good.
That's disappointing.
Yeah.
I like Caleb Williams.
I know you do. It's funny you mention that. I've heard this recently, too, that he's just not consistent. Same thing with Richardson. Just not very good. A little disappointing.
But I think Caleb Williams is a better quarterback than Richardson all day.
Yeah, probably is. But still.
Yeah, I'm not liking this. I'm not. It's because I think he's one of those guys that could really, I thought he would be one of those generational talents. If I'm off on him, I was way off on him.
He may be. I mean, it's one of those things where if you expect something and it's like, whoa, was I wrong on this guy? Happens. And he may be the guy. Because I don't know. Have you heard anything really good about him?
I did hear someone on ESPN talk about how he didn't have a lot of protection last year. He was destroyed. Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. It was Stephen A. Stephen A was going on and on about him, but he's also one of these guys that has the reputation for holding on to the ball too much.
Yeah. So you're causing the sacks.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Because you don't want to throw interceptions.
Right.
And I get that. I think if the right pieces are around him, you have a guy who's considered to be an offensive genius and a head coach now, a tremendous game caller. I think those combinations, I think, and I'm going out on a limb here, I think Caleb Williams is going to prove a lot of people wrong.
Well, that he would be doing because he's not getting great reviews right now. I mean, I don't cover the team, obviously.
He's not. That's why I ask you.
Yeah, I'm only hearing other people.
No.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if he does, he'll prove a lot of people wrong.
Yeah. Because, I mean, you're not – I ask you because I'm hearing some bad things about him, which I didn't want to.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing if you're hearing the same things I'm hearing. I think the guy was a tremendous talent in college at USC, starting off at Oklahoma, and then going to USC, winning the Heisman Trophy. The one thing you can say about him, great players like that are supposed to impact wins, and they started sputtering down a stretch. And many people wonder whether or not he was worried more about going to the National Football League than he was finishing the season. Mm-hmm. That makes me question your desire to win. Because if you're playing, you're playing. I've had players who have signed their letter of intent for college and then go on to have a hell of a high school season, the senior year.
Yeah.
They weren't, I'm trying to protect myself for college. They were, if I'm playing, I'm playing. That's it. I'm playing, coach. You know, by the way, my girl Kiki Scott committed to Rhode Island the other day.
I know. Congratulations. Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, committed to Rhode Island. And Kiki's going to play. She's like, I'm trying to protect myself. No, Kiki's going to play. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. Again, waiting for AJ Francis and Moose from TNA Wrestling. I was told they were late, running late. And, you know, we're going to take it out until then. Orioles tonight start a series with the Sacramento. You know, they just call it the Athletics. They're not identified.
I see when they list it, because it's funny you said it. I was looking at the scores, and it was like, you know, HOU and ATH. I'm like, what city is Athens, Tennessee? What?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, Athletics. No city. I don't know why they just don't give them whatever city they're playing in.
I think because they don't plan to stay there, so why label them with that? And Oakland doesn't want them to have their name.
I know.
So they're just a bunch of nomads right now.
I mean, just for you, when are they finally making the move to Vegas? I mean, it's coming, so I don't know why they just don't do that.
But make them Vegas?
Yeah.
They are actually a pretty talented young team. I'm looking forward to seeing this series, man. I like some of their players. They have some really good talented young players. I'm looking forward to this one. Wilson at shortstop is one of I love that dude. So a three-game series for the Orioles right now, wrapping up the season. And I wonder, you know, with all that was going on with the increase in season tickets,
mm-hmm.
I wonder how that impacts weekend attendance. Are there some people that are thinking, you know, that was the last straw for me for 2025?
You mean with the Orioles announcement?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, could be. Could very well be. I don't know, man.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm curious because, you know, it's getting really badly reviewed by everybody. I haven't heard anybody say, yeah, it's a great idea. I understand. It's like people, and it wasn't like just a benign reaction. It was like really, people were angry about it. And then you got, you know, you say you got the A's coming in. I mean, I don't know. It's not a, you know, not a real attractive series.
Coming off a weekend like we just had.
Right. Well,
a week like we just had, yeah, with those announcements. So it's something that they're going to have to get through, I think, Ed, if they sign someone or some people in the offseason,
mm-hmm.
It will be a late rush to buy season tickets. I think fans are saying, give me a reason. Because right now you haven't.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, and as I said to you earlier, I think people don't, I don't think they've built the confidence and the trust of the fan base in terms of what they're going to do in the offseason based on what they did not do in the 2024-25 offseason.
Yeah.
If they did something then.
Well, that's the problem. Yeah.
Big time. let's say they would have gotten Burns, Corbin Burns, and they would have given him $40, $45 million a year for 3 years. And Corbin Burns would have had Tommy John surgery. I think the fan base would have said then, And they didn't know Corbin Burns needed Tommy John surgery, but they went out and got him. They spent money.
They did.
And I think that then maybe there's a different look to raising season ticket prices. But you didn't do anything in the offseason, according to them, but Tyler O'Neill.
I just think it was I hate to use the word stunned, but I'm a little stunned by their just being totally tone deaf.
Right.
Honestly, like, do you not hear what people are saying all season? Do people criticizing your once beloved GM? And, you know, you send away, you just got rid of all the fan favorites, probably necessarily, I get it. But it didn't go over well because, you know, people didn't see anything. You didn't get a starter. You didn't get like a starting pitcher. You traded about 9 players. What'd you get back? They may end up good in the future, but we don't know who the hell they are yet, really. So, I mean, this is what people are saying. This is what they're viewing.
And my pushback to you is this. Like the guy said, it's a rebuild. You got rid of role players who weren't worthy of getting a starting pitcher. It ain't that big of a deal. It's only a big of a deal because of the emotions.
Right.
You know who you are by who you get in return. They had to throw Ramon Laureano
to make the trade.
To make the trade. Yep. So that to me, that tells me that you don't overvalue who you just lost. Yeah. Because if they were that good, this front office would have gotten you some starters. You couldn't because the value wasn't that high.
Right.
AJ Francis and Moose from TNA Wrestling are efforting their way here. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And then you have to gut the team at the trade deadline. So you lose all the guys you've come to love here. And then it was 7 days later. By the way, we're raising ticket prices. It's just like, there's nobody at that meeting could have raised their hand and said, excuse me. Maybe you want to reconsider this. Maybe another time. Like, why today? Why, you know, this week? It just, to me, it's like, come on, man. And the problem, and I don't know what happened here. I was in the meeting. Rob was. I wasn't there. But I've been in meetings like that with his bad decisions being made. And I was always the one to say, excuse me.
That's why I took off yesterday.
Yeah, that's
to go to the meeting.
That's right.
410-583-1057. I can see you now. Excuse me.
That's exactly.
Excuse me. Not excuse me. Excuse me.
That's exactly right.
And that's the encore for the day. It is presented by
Lion's Den, as it is every day. Lion's Den, passion, pleasure, romance. Don't forget, in the words of Vinny Serrato, drop your hips and thrust. Check them out. I go to the one on Scott Adam Road. There's five in the area. So check out Lion's Den or lionsden.com.
Saw it happen again last night, right?
What?
There was another dildo at the game.
Really?
Yep.
Hey, keep that endorsement money coming.
Well, they found it's a crypto company that they might be doing it.
Really?
On purpose. Yeah.
Crypto company?
Yeah, it's to push their meme coin.
Oh, man.
Let's go to Kai in Reisterstown. What's up, Kai?
What's up, my guys? Hey, listen, Ed.
Yeah.
I'm going to try the Lion's Den out this weekend. Me and my wife, I already told her because we're going to have a little.
Hey, look, man, we don't wait. We're good. We're good.
Dude, my wife sends me there every time I go down to Florida.
We're good, bro.
Hey, I'm getting to the kinky. No, never mind. But look, man, LaJonte Webster, Rob, Ed, I think this guy, he's going to be a player to which they're going to have to incorporate into their offense offensively, because you got two fast guys, they, and now you got this guy. I'm liking what I'm seeing with the Ravens. I mean, I don't want to get too high, because every time we get too high, everybody keeps saying, you know, we got to wait till the playoffs, see what Lamar do. Josh Allen's better than Lamar, his overall career. I'm tired of hearing that. Lamar, this is the year to get over the hump, to shut all those naysayers up. You got all the tools. You got all your weapons. We got the coaching staff. We got Chuck. We got the defensive players. We got the fans. We got the 105.7, the fan. We got everything, man. Let's go. It's time to get it, man. I'm fired up this year. And guess what? I won a little money on the parlay last night. All right, fellas.
All right. Did you see the Green Dildo Bandit, by the way? The kid that was arrested?
Mm-mm. Actually, I did see his mugshot, yeah.
A little fat 18-year-old kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like... He's the mastermind, huh? All right.
Now it's time for you to find out what we learned today. What did you learn, Ed Norris?
I learned that the people that named the Sarasota County Area Transit are the same ones that decided to announce ticket prices here. I found that they got hired by the Orioles. And no one said, excuse me. Because they didn't do it at the Oral meeting. And when you go to Sarasota and you see the buses go by, Sarasota County Area Transit, well, they just use the acronym SCAT. Mm-hmm. I kid you not. When I first saw those buses, I'm like, I did the same thing I did here. I said, did no one at that meeting say, excuse me, this is a bad idea?
They just thought you'd talk about jazz singers.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, it has another meaning. You may want to reconsider this. But they didn't. Same people. That's what I learned.
Excuse me. Somebody is famous for that. Excuse me. Is it a comedy act?
Should be.
I don't know. I learned we got stood up by wrestlers.
Wrestlers.
Yeah, we're on our way. Hey, we're about to end the show.
He a Terp also.
Who would have bagged this, huh?
In the Terp, isn't he?
Who?
AJ France? Who was it coming in?
He was a Terp, yeah.
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 So
go give him a piece of your mind, Rob.
So, I mean, does that make this less of a stand up?
More.
Okay. Yeah. No, we're good. Just about to leave. The show almost over. Charlie telling us he's out there. Joe, could you attend to them, please?
Because they said we're done.
He can't. He's got to turn off the mic.
Exactly. Today is National Pickleball Day. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to wave up. Was that rude?
No.
National Pickleball Day. Today is also National Whataburger Day. I want that. And National Dollar Day as well. You like frozen custard? Because it's frozen custard days too. You like frozen custard?
Not a big fan. I like ice cream. I like gelati better and stuff. But no.
Yeah. They're coming in. I mean, I don't know what to do. The show is
This is really awkward now.
Yeah. It's like... The show's over.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do. I mean, I know they're big dudes and all, but...
Put him on with Vinny.
Yeah, put him. That'll be special. Yeah, show's over, guys. I'm sorry. I don't. Show's over. Minute and a half. You stood us up for 98 Rock. It won't be the first time I got my ass whipped. won't be the first time. I don't. You want me to say? Oh boy, this is awkward. Ed, what you got going on this weekend?
I got a book signing on Sunday. I got an appearance at a book. I'm still doing a book thing, a book appearance. I just go to book clubs. They buy the books. They read the books. And I go there, answer questions, sign the books and stuff. So I'm kind of doing that.
Right.
Tomorrow, I got Italian lessons. Got to miss Tuesday. And just usual stuff. Laundry, gym, you know, errands.
I had to push Robbie's haircut back to tomorrow.
So oh!
Orioles baseball this weekend. Hall of Fame luncheon today. Robbie's haircut tomorrow. It's a real thing.
Is he okay with that?
Excuse me. Excuse me.
Excuse me.
Vinny and Haney up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful weekend.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.